Welcome to week 6, video 1. I'm Tony DiLorenzo.
And I'm Elisa DiLorenzo.
And in this module, we're going to go over one bed, one bank account.
Now, obviously, that gives you the clue that we're going to be talking about money this week. And finances and money are one of the toughest things for couples to talk about because we all come with our own thoughts on money. We all come with our own habits on money, some that our spouses love and some that our spouses don't love so much. So your quick tips, quick tip number one this week is you want to commit to having at least one discussion about your finances, no matter how uncomfortable it may be for the two of you. And for some of you, you may never discuss finances. You may be like, what we don't know doesn't hurt us. The truth is, not talking about your finances, not building that financial intimacy really does hurt the two of you.
Yeah.
So number two, be truthful with your spouse about whether you're a spender or a saver. Marriages are made up of both types, and you can have a successful marriage whether you're two savers, two spenders, or one of each. But you need to be truthful just for your own personal sense of self, but also for how that impacts the marriage. So there will be a worksheet strictly dedicated to spending and saving, and a way for the two of you to kind of talk through what that looks like in your dynamic.
Right.
Now, quick tip number three, this is going to be the week that you start putting your money together to work for you and creating a workable plan. Some of you may have tried financial plans before, money plans, budgets, whatever you want to call it. But this week, we're going to give you the tools to get a plan that the two of you can actually not only work on, but work through right. So that you have a plan. Tony and I have had we call it our cash flow plan. We've had that for,
12 years now. And it's something that we go over monthly. So that's going to be in your worksheets. And something that's really easy. We don't make it complicated because you know what? There's a lot going on. You guys have been going through a lot through Rescue My Marriage today. So our cash flow plan is something that's very simple, easy to use. You can, once you start using it, you know, your first few times, we'll go over this. It's going to be a little longer, but once you get it down, it's something that you guys can do once a month quickly, easily, and move on.
Absolutely. Quick tip number four, we're going to be talking about the emergency fund, the rainy day plan, the what if money, because as you know, life happens. There's no surprises there. And so we're going to give you an opportunity to start funding your emergency fund so that when those storms come, you have a deeper sense of security. You have comfort in knowing that you've set aside some money so you're not so caught off guard.
Yeah.
This is a good way to say it. And then number five, we're going to encourage you to dream about your finances. You know, a lot of couples get stuck in their marriage because they're just like, this is where, you know, we're so limited. This is where we are. This is all we're ever going to have. And we want you to push through that this week. We want you to say, what if, right? We've been doing this at different points throughout Rescue My Marriage today, and it's no different when it comes to your finances. Dreaming about your finances, dreaming big about your finances gives the two of you the opportunity to start breaking off some of those limitations that you've experienced in your marriage to truly have the extraordinary marriage you desire. So it's going to be a fun week tackling one bed, one bank account. We look forward to seeing you on the next video.